Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you have some exciting news. A lot of, not a lot, but a couple of well-known authors coming to Northeast Texas in the fall.
I am so excited about both of these gentlemen. The first one is coming in October the 8th, which is a Saturday. And his name is His name is Stanley Nelson, and he is the subject of Greg Iles, the author who wrote Natchez Burning and The Bone Tree and several of the Pen Cage novels that he's famous for.
And we've talked about those before.
Uh-huh. We have.
Yeah.
But Stanley Nelson is a real editor, and he was a newspaper man, and he was very instrumental in uncovering the Silver Dollar Club, which is a vicious undercover group of the Ku Klux Klan. And this is the 1960s in the area when they had all of the Klan murders of the civil rights and things like that. And he was one of the people that uncovered that. And he is who in the Pen Cage novels, that is who Greg Iles based his editor in the book on. And Stanley is coming by the grace of my good friend Terry Matthews, who is the Arts and Editors Society person in Winsboro News, and he is coming at her invitation, and he will be speaking and bringing his new book, which is called Devils A-Walking. And it is about these murders and about some of the cases that he has solved. And he will be coming there to the Winsboro Center for the Arts on Saturday at 10 o'clock, October the 8th. And I am so excited. I am going to be there front row and center.
And his book, then, Devils A-Walking, that will be a nonfiction book.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe it's about his discovery and all of the things that he did that were so instrumental in bringing down solving so many of the cold cases that were from the civil rights era.
He's the editor of the paper in Faraday, Louisiana?
Yes.
Is that right?
I believe so. He used to be with the Sentinel in Atlanta, too.
Okay, I see that. Concordia Sentinel, and then it says Faraday, Vidalia, Louisiana.
I think that's where he is now.
But we'll double check on that. But the distinguished newspaper editor and, as you say, the person that Greg Iles' books is based upon.
Yes. And
Winsboro is getting quite the arts community, isn't
they
it?
They really are. They have had so many people come that are in many different genres, music and art and poetry and writing. Just so many people that are coming there. It's becoming quite a place to be.
Where is that located in Winsboro? Downtown Winsboro?
Downtown Winsboro,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. Stanley Nelson, newspaper editor who's been highly influential on the fiction author Greg Iles. But, of course, Greg Iles' fiction is based on reality and based on true events. We're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, and now the other person who is coming will actually be coming to the A&M Commerce campus, and this is Jeffrey Eaton, a novelist, again, one that we have talked about before.
Right, and Jeffrey has had two bestsellers. His first one was Murder Becomes Manhattan, and it is based on protagonist is Dalton Lee, who is a world-famous architect, and he has recruited a group of other world-famous architects, but in real life, they are undercover sleuths, mm-hmm. and they solve murders all the time. And so, but the basis of Jeffrey's books are based around the architecture, and one of Dalton Lee's favorite sayings is, "The devil is in the architectural details."
Uh-huh.
And so he uses a lot of the architecture around the places where in each of the settings of his books. The first one is Manhattan. The second one is Murder Becomes Miami. And the third one that's going to be out soon is called Murder Becomes Mayfair, which is in a posh London suburb.
He graduated from SMU.
Yes, he did.
So he has that North Texas connection, and he will be coming to talk to the Silver Leos group here.
Yes, on Wednesday, October the 12th, and he'll be here at 12:30.
Did you bring him here?
I did.
You're the person who gets the congratulations for that, for Jeffrey Eaton, the novelist, coming to talk to the Silver Leos Writers Group. Wednesday, October 12th, and then Stanley Nelson in Winsboro, Saturday, October 8th. So some nice events.
I'm very excited.
Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much. Sharon, it's always a pleasure.
Sharon Feld, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.